Paper Chase paper number
4.
Okay, so next paper, randomized trial of adding parenteral acetaminophen to prochlorperazine and diphenhydramine to treat headache in the emergency department.
There's a lot of like generic names for
a lot
stuff
of words
that
I
we
don't
never
use very
we
often.
We don't use those words.
The bottom line.
From the Western Journal of Emergency Medicine 2017, adding IV acetaminophen to a combination of prochlorperazine and diphenhydramine improved headache symptoms.
Everybody's got their little cocktail, right? And the authors of this study wanted to add a little something by saying, all right, let's take our standard headache cocktail at our institution and add IV acetaminophen to it. And they did this based on a growing body of literature that in post-surgical patients, IV acetaminophen can have an opioid-sparing effect. That's what it tends to do. It's not the pain, but it prevents them from needing opiates. So they conducted a single-center, double-blind, randomized control trial on patients presenting with pretty much any type of headache. So undifferentiated headache, or a migraine, or a tension, or a cluster, but excluded those who were sick, right? They didn't include like ICH and stuff like that in the cohort. All patients got their cocktail, which was 10 milligrams of IV clomipramine, 25 milligrams of IV Benadryl, and 1 liter of normal saline. That's what they gave everybody. And then they randomized them to get either a placebo injection or 1,000 milligrams of IV acetaminophen. Primary outcome was improvement on the visual analog scale, the pain score, and secondary outcomes included need for rescue analgesia, specifically looking at opioids, and time to disposition. So there were a handful of exclusions after enrollment, which is never a good start to a randomized controlled trial results section. But at the end of the day, they had 45 patients who got placebo and 45 in the active treatment group. The initial pain scores were pretty much the same, 8.67 versus 8.61 in the two groups. And at 90 minutes, pain in the placebo group was about 4 versus about 2 on the 10-point scale in the acetaminophen group. So that's a big difference.
So Tylenol is a pain medicine.
Tylenol is a pain medicine that seems to work. There was no difference in length of stay. 38% of the acetaminophen group needed rescue meds versus 53% of the placebo, and the percent that got opioids in each group was about the same. So that opioid-sparing effect wasn't here. Now, I know we try to avoid it a lot on Paper Chase, but there are a couple of method issues here that we just can't ignore. I can't present this paper without talking about them. This is not a consecutive sample of patients with headache. The docs may have excluded lots of patients in whom they felt like the pain was too bad, or they didn't want to risk not getting any kind of analgesic. Who knows who they included, why, etc. Also not clear how closely they followed their own protocol. They don't really give the intent to treat versus the per protocol numbers in this study. And there's no idea how quickly they jumped to the rescue meds. Maybe they gave them meds and 2 minutes later it gave them some sort of analgesia right before it even had a chance to work. So the author's conclusion is that IV acetaminophen should be added to the standard headache cocktail, even though they didn't see the opioid sparing effect that they hoped for. I think this is a very aggressive conclusion, mainly because they didn't really compare apples to apples, right? They didn't compare IV acetaminophen to some PO form of acetaminophen or any other analgesic for that matter. They compared it to nothing. So my take home from this paper, which I think is an important one to remember as we create these cocktails, is that whatever you decide to put in your cocktail, you put a little bitters, you put a little soda water, yeah. You put something in there, make sure that some part of it is an analgesic, right? Just don't avoid that. Don't forget it. And remember that opioid
doesn't
use
doesn't have
is,
to be a narcotic analgesic or
I'm
an opioid.
I'm just going to say that. Yeah, opioid is not first line in your cocktail, but some analgesic is. Add an analgesic to the cocktail. It'll taste delicious.
Counterpoint. That is going to go against what many think, how many practice. But as Sanjay said at the beginning, there's no one cocktail to rule them all. Many patients have relief without analgesia. Some patients benefit from analgesia. Sanjay recommends it, others don't. Just one study here saying that adding this stuff may help.